It's that time once again, Anthony.
The time when the children wake up and they're happy and they're smiling and they know the magic is about to happen.
That's right. It's our patron hangout for January because that's the month we're in right now.
It's definitely the month we're in. Don't worry about it. We are not behind.
No.
If you want to see how on time we are, you can hang out with us on cam, chat about whatever you like on Friday, February 16th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. To find out how to do that, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
All I'm doing is looking down at this button app that I have.
And I'm pushing it. I'm just looking
all
down
I'm
at
just
the
looking
app.
Down, and then when I look up, you've been ejected from your chair.
I don't understand. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff, I'm a sensitive soul.
Yes, I had one adjective that I could spend on you.
I'm a delicate flower. My problem is maybe that I feel too much.
You do feel a lot.
I feel a lot of feelings.
You're an empath.
That's what they call me, an empath. No, I'm sorry. Pathological.
Yes, no, that's right. I always get those confused too.
Same root word, I think. I think it means the same thing. Are you a big crier?
I have to admit I am, especially when it comes to movies. I cry. I know people who listen to the Slash Filmcast know that I am always talking about how a movie made me cry. And I don't cry necessarily because it's sad. I cry when I see things that are heroic or beautiful or intensely.
Because you've never done anything like that in your life.
And
you're just like, one day.
Intensely sad.
One day.
Someday. Maybe I'll be a hero.
I'm going to get a chance to do something like that.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I definitely get very misty during movies. Definitely as I get older. And I think this is true of everyone. As you go through more, you tend to have a database of more emotional reference.
Yeah.
And so you see things in your life or you see things happening to other people and you tend to be able to just empathize. I know I do one or the other. According to literally every mental health expert I've spoken to, but I can't remember because I don't listen to them.
It's very smart. Money well spent.
Here's the thing, Jeff. Do you know why we cry?
You mean technically why water comes out of our eyeballs?
Not necessarily the physical reason why we cry, but why do we cry? We tend to be the only animal that we've found that cries for emotional reasons.
Why else do they cry?
Animals tend
to manipulate
me. Yes.
So that I'll fucking go back to them one more time and give them another fish.
Another fish?
Stop crying, dolphin. I get it.
But he'll give a fish to any animal that cries. Whether it's, he's just like, oh, look, it's a rat. Have a fish.
It's crying.
Dog,
it clearly
have
wants
fish.
Why do we cry? What possible reason? It seems like it's a disadvantage to cry, evolutionarily speaking.
It does feel like it would be an evolutionary disadvantage, right? It feels like, what is the use of this? And the answer is,
you know what I need when I'm really upset? To not be able to see and to be all puffy faced and distraught. Yeah, that really helps me deal with the whatever trauma I've invariably just experienced.
Yeah. And it's funny because not everybody cries in the same situations. Not everybody cries as much, or some people don't cry at all. Some people rarely, if ever, cry.
Real men.
So it doesn't, like a real man, like man is not cry.
No.
No, man is tough and is not cry.
Right.
If man cry, penis disappear?
Yeah, your penis falls right off if you cry.
Oh, no.
It'll land in the dirt. It
and
just
then how
falls
to
right
fuck?
Off.
Fuck.
Then you can't fuck.
And that is what man. So if we all cry in different situations and to varying degrees, can it really be a specific response or something that is 100% conditioned in us? And the answer is scientists don't really have a consensus as to why we cry. There are a few theories.
That's the end of this episode.
That's the end of this episode.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
And that makes us cry.
Oh. So, in a scientific sense, we are the only organisms that tear up during due to emotions.
Hmm.
Most other creatures do it to just kind of clean and flush their eyes.
Oh, that's what my emotions do.
Yeah, they clean and flush your eyes. But in addition for giving us an outlet for like a rapid buildup of powerful emotions, crying, here's the evolutionary thing, is a social signal that we're in distress.
Oh.
By crying, because we cry loudly, we cry messily, it's a very unique response. Nothing looks like crying except for crying.
Right.
It can warn others that we are in danger
that we are
and in need of help.
Not to be loved ever.
And, yeah.
She dumped
shunned.
Me.
And not,
I cried.
And not real man.
And not now I'm not real man.
Real man is Halo. Real man is sport.
Yeah. Real man is hunting.
Is keg stand.
Oh, keg stand is real man.
Is
no
not
one
cry.
Cried during keg stand.
Is not cry.
I once
sometimes
cried during
keg stand. So beautiful, I cry. Sometimes I see keg stand so beautiful, so long, I cry.
Oh.
But manly cry. Specific
single
cry.
Tear.
Single tear.
Outside the cheek. Not inside.
And
outside.
Shoots off face like bullet.
Attacking enemies.
Attacking enemies. Enemy attacking cry about
yeah, aggressive
stand.
Crying.
Aggressive man cry.
Mm-hmm.
That is how cry men.
Love it when you Cro-Magnon.
So caretaking at great times of stress increases the bonds between individuals in a group, right? It makes them more in tune with each other, makes them better able to understand and communicate. It's a shorthand. It's a communicative shorthand. I'm in trouble. I'm in need. The group needs to come to my aid.
This is a bit counterintuitive to me, just anecdotally, because doesn't it seem to me that when someone in the community cries,
I run away.
Most people do not feel drawn to that. They feel repelled by it.
What
it feels
I
like,
do,
oh my God, there's something really bad going on. I better leave.
I have a pair of headphones that I have on all the time that is not connected to anything.
Hmm.
And then I will pretend to turn up the volume on something that is not connected to them. So people definitely know that I am unavailable for their emotions.
An elaborate pantomime.
Yes. and obvious. Like, I'm not saying like I reach into my pocket to turn up the volume. I definitely mime.
You literally
that I'm holding
pull
something.
The cord
yeah.
that is not connected to anything and then pretend to rotate
pretend
an
to
invisible
rotate
knob.
Yeah, and then stare and just be like, a slow shaking of my head.
Which makes me cry more.
Well, here's the thing. We have evolved socially and culturally so much that a lot of the things that we do now are counterintuitive to our evolution, right?
Yeah.
For instance, we don't, you know, you can look at the fact that we don't really exercise much during the day.
Right.
Right? That's counterintuitive to our evolution. We need to do that. But culturally, we no longer need to anymore. So the idea that now there are so many people around that we don't consider part of our group, part of our tribe, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they cry, we're kind of like, I can't
we're
make myself emotional.
Yeah, we're not incorporating the emotional needs of them because there's just too many people in our quote tribe. Right?
Yeah, and it's like we've got our own thing. And then also we've layered, you know, thousands of years of human culture, social constructs on top of it. It's like, oh, they're crying. We should leave them alone. To be with their feelings.
It seems like a really elaborate thing for such a small gain in what we, you know, how we interact with one another. Like our body is going to go through so much trouble to put us through this very physical ringer in order to just signal others that we're in a bad way.
Yeah. It does seem strange, right? And that's why there is no one consensus. Another theory is that children and infants cry specifically just to have their needs met, get attention, right? Crying is the loudest, shrillest thing that your kid does.
Yeah, and there's all this data about how a baby's cry is a specific sound that resonates in our brains in a way that no other sound does.
Yeah, yeah. And crying of any kind tends to be at frequencies and tends to be like this sort of staccato noise.
Yeah.
So we can drone, like anything that's a drone, anything that's like a constant noise, we can tend to, or even a pattern noise.
Right.
We can be like, I don't hear that. Your brain can filter that out. But crying is very specifically arrhythmic.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I can't ignore this because it keeps changing. So I think that's kind of interesting. It's also a manipulative thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids cry immediately when they think they're in trouble or they're not going to get something they want.
If they want that fish.
To change.
Fucking dolphin. What's that fish?
Or your son. He keeps crying for fish.
Yeah. And I keep giving to him
Now
a
you
fish.
Keep conditioning your kid to only want fish, which I think is weird.
It's weird that when I give him that perfect beautiful bass. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to want it.
Wait a minute. You're giving out a full bass every time an animal needs something?
Well, my son is not just any animal. I love my son.
I apologize.
And I'm going to not skimp on the fish purchasing.
Sure.
So I go full sea bass.
Yeah. Now, is part of the reason he's crying is that he's in a crib full of just decomposing sea bass?
That's a very unpleasant situation.
I don't know.
I hadn't considered that. I felt like I'm giving him exactly what he's clearly asking for every time.
Every time a baby cries, an angel gives a fish. We all remember that famous line from the movie.
Yeah, I think my interpretation of why he's crying is that he's ungrateful at this point for all of the beautiful sea bass that is decomposing around him.
Yeah. Perceptive, Jeff.
Perceptive?
Yeah. I would say that about you. Like, obviously.
About me.
Yeah. You're making the right decision here.
Well, I'm just trying to be a good father,
you
like any father would.
You know a lot about children.
I mean, I could give him a tilapia.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot cheaper, right? Yeah. Anybody, even a salmon. Sure. I'm sure he's going to like a nice, beautiful piece of salmon.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that. Anybody would enjoy that. But no, I'm going
Sometimes I do that for my dog.
Full Chilean sea bass, because nothing is too good for my son.
Yeah. You
and
know what
his
they
crib.
Say? Give a kid a fish and it will be happy. Teach a kid to fish and you'll have to spend time with your kid.
Right.
Don't do that.
No one wants that.
No one wants it. Here's an interesting thing. Women and children actually cry more than men. It is not
just a perception.
It is not just a perception.
Yeah.
It is a thing that has been backed up by data.
So they want more fish.
Now, because they get only 73% of the fish that a man gets.
That's right. And that needs to change.
That absolutely needs to change. No, women cry 5.3 times a month while men cry 1.3 times in the same period. Now, before we jump to any sort of like terrible conclusion here, there might be a biological reason behind it. Sure.
Or men are just terrible.
Yeah. There's this hormone called prolactin that is thought to promote crying, and it's found at higher levels than women. Testosterone can actually dampen prolactin and crying. But when they studied this deeper across 35 different countries, richer countries saw slightly higher rates of female crying. Poorer countries saw lower rates. And that is because there is greater freedom in the more affluent countries for women.
Also, mo money, mo problems.
Mo money, mo problems. Mm-hmm. But the repression of women in society actually causes them to be able to express their emotions less.
Right.
And there are also theories that say men are culturally conditioned to push down their emotions. As much as we're making the joke about crying at a beautiful keg stand.
Yeah.
Like, it's true. We are told not to cry as much, you know, much more than women are
regardless
told
of the beauty of the keg stand.
Yeah. And sometimes you're just like, but father, that keg stand.
No, son of mine.
Was so beautiful.
Listen, when I was your age, son.
Look at the form.
I saw a man take a keg stand for a solid 17 minutes. 17 minutes of beautiful, erect keg stand.
Was that Uncle Edward who died?
Yeah, he died immediately after that keg stand. But my God.
Causes unknown.
Do you know what I didn't do when I saw Edward do that keg stand?
What?
Cry. You know what else I didn't do?
What?
Cry at his immediate death thereafter.
Did you cry at the funeral, Dad?
No, of course not. A man like me, your father, I don't cry. Now, eat your sea bass.
They also say that your emotional attachment style plays a role. So if you're a dismissive attachment type, right? So people who avoid or distrust intimacy, people who don't get close with people, you obviously don't cry as much, or you try to fight back tears more. People with insecure attachment, right? Super needy people cry more. They want more attention. So many different—
You're saying it's weak. It's a sign of weakness.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. There, it finally comes out. Get your shit together, people. No.
You know what makes me cry the most is watching someone try not to cry.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
When someone tries to keep it together.
Just like, I'm not going to do this.
Like
right
a really,
now.
Like,
I'm just going
to. I remember one day,
my
dad
talking.
Took me to the keg stand convention.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some of the world's greatest keg standers were there.
It's amazing.
And I saw him just
Yeah.
Just like trying to hold it back, right? Like
the keg stands were so beautiful.
There's something in my eye, son.
Yeah.
There's something in my eye.
And it's probably beer suds.
And
because I was just upside down on top of a keg.
Yeah. My dad could hold his own, you know?
Yeah.
Before he blew
held his own?
Before he blew his knee out. Yeah, he
That's
could,
impressive.
He could hold himself up.
You need two assistants to hold you.
Perfect form.
He held his own.
He could have gone all the way, Jeff.
Unbelievable.
Before the knee injury, my dad would have been the greatest keg stander this world ever saw.
My God, that's so sad. I'm going to...
It's very sad. But we don't cry about it, Jeff.
I'm sorry. It just seems like he really could have made it. And I really thought...
The big point here is that there are all these different emotional and physiological triggers that cause people to cry. And we're still trying to figure out exactly what it means. We do know that tears formed from different emotions have different chemical makeups. Mm. So like an emotional tear contains more protein, which makes them thicker, which actually causes those streaks.
Wow.
Like the real blubbery streak tears.
Yeah, real Hollywood tears.
Those are real emotional tears. So if you see those, that's like somebody who's definitely feeling things.
Gotta have those streaks. From now on, I'm going to check my son. I'm like, no streaks. No sea bass.
Well, that's why I use extra protein powder. So my tears are real manly, streaky
little
tears.
Viscous?
Yeah.
Little viscous tears.
Ooh, I want to get that viscosity because I'm a real man and I'm going to do a real man cry. I'm going to watch This Is Us.
I'm not going to waste
And I'm going to blubber.
Yeah, you save up and then it just spews.
So yeah, those emotional tears are considered a call for support and empathy. Tears from different emotions have been photographed under a microscope. And they look different.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
You buried the lead on that one. That just blew my mind.
Really?
There's different tears for different levels of emotion?
The reason it's not the lead is because it was not a 100% fully scientific study. Like, we don't have enough data. But it looks like tears from different emotions have different physical compositions.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. I would love to know what's happening inside the lab where they... are finding out what causes crying.
A lot of rubber band snaps.
Just like a bunch
of
scientists
prank
going,
phone calls.
You're going to cry about it?
Yeah.
You're going to cry about it? No, honestly, I really want to know.
You need to cry about it. Cry about it. I can't. You're ruining science. Okay.
Stop berating me. I'm trying to just participate in this study.
I can't do it. It's too much pressure. But the end of this thing is like, we still don't know. Is it an emotional outlet? Is it a physical cry for help? Is it cathartic?
Yeah.
That's never actually been proven. The idea that a good cry makes you feel better.
I mean, I can prove it. Just give me a bottle of wine.
And an episode of This Is Us.
A couple of candles. And we're going to prove it.
It's interesting that this is such a basic emotional reaction and we still don't know what it means. 100%.
Yeah.
But what we do know is that man don't do.
Man don't do. Penis fall off.
Penis fall off. And that's the lesson here.
If you want to take anything away from this, it's that don't cry if you're a man or you will lose your C and B set.
There you go. Do you cry a lot?
I do actually. I cry all the time. I really do.
No, it's a bad thing.
I cry more than my wife. I cry more than my wife.
We're going off on a thing now, but I believe that.
Yeah.
I was actually asking, and I don't want you to cry about this.
Mm.
I was not talking to you. I was talking to the audience. I wanted to know if the concerned citizens out there. Now, don't try not to cry because you're just going to get me crying.
Sorry. Not going to.
But let us know if you cry a lot or not and what you think crying might mean.
Yeah.
Why you think we do it. And you can hashtag that. Boys don't cry. And Rob just gave me like it'll do.
It'll do.
That's fine. What do
Is
you got?
Is it the movie or the song?
What do you got, Tara?
We got The Cure.
We got, what day of the week? Don't
know. No one knows that.
I don't know that. It's on Hulu.
Okay. I was
going to
say, never mind.
So you got nothing. So it's Boys Don't Cry. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And remember, you can also discuss this in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/wehaveconcerns, or our subreddit, wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. And if you are enjoying the show.
Oh, God, I'm enjoying the show.
Shut
up, Jeff.
It is
like the highlight of...
Oh. If you, listeners, are enjoying the show.
Right, listeners.
Be sure to rate it on your podcast platform of choice. iTunes is a super big help for us. That 5-star rating is super dope. But If you're doing it on a platform that doesn't have any sort of rating, why not share an episode with friends over social media?
Hey, that's nice.
Around the fire of social media.
Yeah. Not this one.
No.
But a good episode.
Share our trash fire with the trash fire of your friends, please. It really helps.